Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Always great to check in with Calla James with Stratford Perth Humane Society, and she joins us on the phone lines. Good morning, Calla.
Good morning.
Calla, nice to be chatting after the Thanksgiving Day long weekend. I trust you had a nice one?
It was great, yes, but the weather's a little chilly now, so I'm wishing we had warmer weather again.
Yeah, trying to warm up. Well, let's warm up with some great events happening at Stratford Perth Humane Society. A big event coming up this week.
Yes, we have our Vets in Training for children ages 10 to 14, and it's the perfect program for an animal lover like your kid. Vets in Training for children that absolutely love animals and are very interested in learning about what it's like to be an RVT or a veterinarian or a vet assistant. They get to learn about things like physical exams, surgeries, x-rays, and lots more. So our Stratford session starts this Thursday, October the 12th, and you can sign up right on our website at twsthumane.ca.
This Vets in Training has proven so popular, and it's so great for kids. It's so hands-on, and they learn so much with this.
Yes, we do. We have a smaller class size. Each one is taught by an RVT or a veterinarian. So it's just a really great program, and like you said, extremely popular. So with our few spots left, get on there quick and grab one of the last ones.
And that's coming up for this Thursday.
Yes, this Thursday, the 12th, we start in the evening, again, right at the Stratford Perth Humane Society at 125 Griffith Road.
All right, and speaking of the kids, I want to let you know, just giving you the heads up, coming up a week from Friday, it's a PD day.
That's right. I am that parent where I look at the calendar and 2 days from now go, oh my goodness, it's a PD day. What am I going to do? So if you can't take the day off from work and you're looking for some coverage for your little one, we do have PD day camps that run at the Humane Society. So it's coming up on the 20th. It's $60 for the day, and again, you can register right on our website. Kids get to do a center tour, have animal interactions, and they also get to do lots of fun activities.
Which is a great thing. So again, if you're wondering, oh gosh, with the PD day coming up for October 20th, what are we going to do with the kids? That's where Stratford Perth Humane Society is right there for you, so you can get all the details. And let's talk about the pet calendars. I seem to be kind of jumping the gun, wanting them to be out, but the official launch is tomorrow. Is that right?
That's right. Tomorrow, the 11th, we launch our brand new calendar. Our calendar contest was such a success this year, so thank you to everybody who participated and submitted photos of their pets. It was quite the competition, but you'll get to see all of our 12 calendar winners right on our website, and you can buy one of the calendars as well. And they're great stocking stuffers, a great holiday gift if you don't know what to buy for somebody. And, of course, all the proceeds go back to support the animal.
Oh, for sure. And speaking of great stocking stuffers and that sort of thing, chocolate paws will be available again, too?
Yes, they will. They'll be coming shortly. So hop on our socials and follow us because we'll be making a big announcement when they're ready for sale.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. I just want to get, I want the calendars and I want the chocolate paws. I'm just going to jump in the gun here for sure. But let's talk about the animals, of course, at Stratford Perth Humane Society. And I've seen on the social media, on the Facebook page, it looks like there have been several adoptions recently. So that is some good news.
Yes, and we're just trying to spread the word that if people are looking to adopt this year or add a pet to their home, please check out our shelter. Please check out other shelters and rescues. There are so many pets that are needing a home out there right now. And if you head to our website, you'll see lots of faces on there. And right beside their name, you'll see Adapt Stratford or Adapt Kitchener. That means that's the location that they're available for adoption at. And, of course, our sister center in Kitchener. If you don't see somebody in the Stratford site that piques your interest, but you see somebody in Kitchener, please make the drive to visit us or call our animal care team. They'd be happy to answer any questions that you have.
Perfect. And, you know, we're back after the Thanksgiving Day long weekend. And if you're thankful, you can help out with the pet pantry. And, Calla, I understand donations are needed, particularly dog food. Is that right?
Yes. We have seen such an incredible increase in usage of our pet pantry this year. Earlier this year, we actually did the numbers just to see what we might be looking like this year, and we're expecting an over 300% increase in usage. We know that people are struggling with the cost of living, and if they're faced with trying to feed themselves or feed their pets, we don't want them to have to make that choice and surrender them. So we want to try to help people who are struggling right now to feed their pets if they need it so they can access that pet pantry program. It's a drop-in program every Friday in Stratford from 10 till 1. We also have drop-in times in Kitchener as well. But if you're able to help us and donate, that program is all donated food. So from businesses and also individuals like the people who are listening today. So if you're able to drop off a bag of dog food, we would be so incredibly grateful.
And again, the Stratford location, 125 Griffith Road, Stratford. And Calla, let's wrap up this week's conversation with, again, a shout-out for a very special spooky event that's coming up October 27th.
Yes, we have our Halloween. We're doing a brand new event. It's going to be taking place at the Hacienda in Kitchener. So grab a group of friends and come on out. It's a huge event space. It is absolutely beautiful, and we're hoping to have a great time. October 27th, doors open at 7. It's a full night of music, drinks, and other spooky delights. So you can come out, enjoy our dance party, wear your best costume, and have a lot of fun in support of the animals.
And there'll be prizes for best costumes, that sort of thing. And as you mentioned, tickets are just $25 at kwsphumane.ca or just $30 at the door. But we should mention, gosh, with those ticket prices, that is quite reasonable for a full night out for a 19-plus event.
Absolutely. And we wanted to make it accessible for people and just a really great time. And, you know, who can resist coming out to a big party, especially when it supports lots of cute animals?
You bet. We'll share the details on our social media and, of course, with mystratfordnow.com. So much continues to happen with Stratford Perth Humane Society. Calla James with all of the details. Thanks again for this, Calla.
Thanks for having me.